Your dreams, ambitions, and priorities are what make you unique. With Associated Bank Private Wealth, we've got you. Our personalized approach to wealth planning puts your goals at the center of your plan. Visit associatedbank.com/privatewealth. Member FDIC.
We're on with Adam Ludostansky, head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Happy to be here.
I want to focus our conversation on a couple of things, starting with the jobs report. The last jobs report showed 227,000 jobs created in November, a little bit more than expected. Talk to us about how the Fed might be looking at the jobs report when it decides interest rates coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it was a good report. Obviously, last month had a little bit of noise with the Boeing strike and the hurricanes. And so it's nice when things, when these reports are coming in as people predict. It's starting to give a little more stability, both to the Fed and then to, you know, businesses, individuals. And so I think we're in line for another rate cut next week, but it's nice that things are moving at least as predicted.
Why does the Fed look at the jobs report so closely?
Well, I think as they're analyzing that and inflation, it's just really focusing on making sure that the numbers are staying where they want it to be. I mean, if obviously the employment rate goes up, then there are some things that they need to address, and maybe they need to cut rates quicker. With the strong jobs and with inflation continuing to move down, I mean, it's gone up a little bit, but as it's gotten closer to that target number, I think the Fed is sitting in a good spot right now. And I think one more rate cut will be really good this year. And then we'll see. I think next year, I always thought it was a little aggressive what people were saying for next year. And it sounds like that stepped down some. But again, it's nice to be getting closer to the static position.
Yeah, it really shows, the jobs report really shows that the economy is doing pretty strongly, right? If something was going bad in the economy, we would start to see more layoffs. And I know the weekly unemployment numbers are something that everybody looks at as well. Those have been pretty steady. So there's really no sign of layoffs in the overall economy.
No, I agree with that. I mean, you're definitely seeing some large companies that are doing layoffs. But I mean, the middle market businesses that I talk to around the area here, they're still looking for good talent. They're not desperate to hire like they may have been a couple of years ago, but for good talent, they are absolutely looking for it. So, you know, there's still a strong demand for jobs, and then that's obviously driving up wages as well, which is good.
Adam, the latest inflation report is out as well. I know you mentioned inflation along with the jobs report is something that the Fed looks at. Inflation ticked up just a little bit in November. How will that impact the Fed's decision making? And is that little tick up anything we should be concerned about?
I don't think it's anything we should be concerned about. I think it just makes the Fed's decision that they were going to make next week even easier. So, another 25 basis point reduction next week. And then we can sit and sort of see. I personally think we might sit like this for a couple months. But that inflation, if it does come down a little bit, that would obviously justify that decision. If it does continue to tick up, that's where the Fed has the ability to be a little more aggressive, a little quicker.
The consumer price index was 2.7%, up 2.7% year over year. The Fed would really like to see an inflation target of 2%. Is that 2% even doable anymore?
Hard to say. I asked the same question, Steve. I think as we're getting closer to that 2, especially from where we were, I mean, think about it. We were at 9%. Does it have to be exactly 2? I don't think it does. And I think we're sitting at a good number here. We'll see. I bet we see little pockets of time where it drops, but I think kind of closer to this 3% range is probably where we will sit.
Yeah. Talk to us about what another 0.25% cut will do in real terms for businesses and for consumers.
Well, for businesses, what we've seen as rates have declined, and then as a little more certainty with the election, you know, with that being passed, is we've really seen the M&A market pick up substantially. You wouldn't think 1% would have that big of an impact, but when you're doing large deals and you're financing it, 1% can really make a deal work quicker than, you know, when rates were higher. So the activity level has absolutely picked up. I like that we're starting to get to a little more certainty. because that's the other part is folks are potentially waiting, saying, well, should I wait to put this new machine in until rates get a little bit lower? And as we hit that kind of level of that we may not move for a little bit, not only will we have lower interest rates that make financing easier for the companies, but it also gives that certainty that now is the time.
And it's not just the M&A, it's also a debt that might be on the books that some of these companies might decide to refinance.
100%. Absolutely. There's a lot of opportunities to refinance debt that was taken on at higher rates for businesses. And then, you know, consumers, it's a little more challenging with the mortgage market, but we've seen some pockets of that, obviously, as rates have hit a little bit of a low a couple months ago. But we absolutely are seeing businesses come to us and say, all right, I have 2 years left on my deal. It's time to lock in for another five. I want to take advantage of the market right now and just give that certainty.
Adam, when the Fed cuts interest rates, sometimes we see credit card companies lower interest rates, and there are some lower rates for things like car loans and that sort of things that eventually rolls out after that. Is that happening now? I saw a story recently that some of the credit card companies had actually preemptively raised some of their interest rates because some fees are going away. What's going on in that area?
That has a lot more to do with regulation than interest rates, because you're correct. As interest rates lower, usually the credit card debt will lower. You know, there was some potential regulation that might get approved, and companies were being proactive and raising rates to offset fees that would go away. I don't know if that will actually get done, but, you know, the businesses have used it as an opportunity, and right now they're increasing revenues because the fees are still there and the interest rates are up.
Do you think that consumers might see some of those rates go down? Because I think if those regulations never go into effect, they could roll back those rate increases, couldn't they?
They absolutely could. You know, it's probably a little bit of a supply and demand, right? Credit card debt is at a pretty high level right now, and if folks continue to need credit card debt, then it's the supply and demand balance. So hopefully rates do fall for consumers, because I do think, as you know, the Fed lowers rates, it'd be nice to have that relief for consumers as well. But I'm not as confident about that one.
I know you have your ear to the ground and lots of conversations with commercial entities, businesses around the area. What are they telling you about how they feel going into the new year?
People are feeling really good. You know, I feel like a broken record when I talk to you, Steve, but the balance sheets of the companies that we work with are incredibly strong right now, meaning that they've been paying down debt over the last 2 to 3 years. And so there's a lot of capacity from a debt perspective. The interest rates have not impacted them significantly where they're in trouble. And so there are companies that are absolutely ready to take advantage of opportunities. So whether that's going out and getting new business, whether it's doing an acquisition or going and hiring new employees that can drive business. So our clients are feeling really good about next year. The bank is feeling good about supporting them. And so I'm excited about 2025.
Love that. We'll end that there on a happy note, a positive note, moving into 2025. Adam, thank you. How can people get a hold of you and get a one-on-one if they want?
Sure. If people would like to, they could give me a call, 312-544-4511. Be happy to talk.
All right. Thanks, Adam. We'll talk to you next time.